This is the 2012 SCAC Men's Soccer Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by Austin College head coach Mark Hudson. And Mark, first of all, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Mark, take us through your mindset both from a coaching staff perspective and as a team as Austin College gears up for the SCAC tournament. The Roos finished 8-8-2 and 4-6 in the SCAC. What's the mindset like getting ready?
Well, we're excited. This is new territory for us. Obviously, last year was the first time we had had a conference tournament, and we weren't fortunate enough to make it last year. But being in that position to be able to play this year, we're excited. It's postseason, and so we're just looking forward to basically coming in with a clean slate. And obviously, we've seen all the teams before, and certainly this will be the third time we've played Dallas. So we're just looking forward to getting down to San Antonio and seeing what happens.
Coach, talk a little bit about that. You mentioned obviously over the last prior to last year, there really was no postseason championship for soccer. It was determined all via regular season play. So what kind of challenges does this bring you as a coach for Austin, having not made it last year, knowing that this is really the first go-around for Austin College?
I really don't think it's a challenge. The boys know what is at stake. It's an opportunity to be in that postseason scenario where you lose and you go home. And so really, if there is a challenge, it's just kind of being able to control our emotions and manage that as we go into the weekend. But I know the guys are going to be ready to play. We know what to expect for the most part with Dallas and whoever else we may get fortunate enough to play, and so it's just if anything, it's just kind of managing those emotions, we're all just looking forward to it.
This is the 2012 SCAC Men's Soccer Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by Austin College head coach Mark Hudson. Mark, Austin College finished regular season play as the number 4 seed. You'll draw a 5th seeded University of Dallas. You split both regular season meetings, ironically both 2-1 games. So what's going to be important in this third meeting, and what kind of challenges does playing a team for a third time in the year bring to you?
Well, it's unique, obviously. Playing Dallas twice has not been unique for us. Prior to them joining the conference last year, we always played a home and home series with them each year. So there's always been that rivalry with us. And so now, kind of going back to answering your previous question, those emotions and it being Dallas and this being the first round of the tournament, and knowing that should we win, we get the opportunity to play Trinity again. That is the challenge, is making sure that when we go into that game Friday night, we keep our heads on straight and we really manage every single call and foul and tackle and keep our focus on playing good soccer and hopefully coming in out on the right end. And it is kind of a grudge match per se with us splitting during the season, so it's just going to be a lot of fun. And we're excited.
Finally, Mark, what's going to be key for the Roos as you look to take that win over Dallas and move on and perhaps play Colorado College? Playing Trinity.
I think our focus this week and was last week was really kind of securing what we're doing defensively. We're a team that feels like that when we want or we do a good job getting forward and have scored goals, but we've kind of given up too many goals. And so we feel like that if we can play a good solid game defensively, that we're going to be in a good position to come out on the right end on Friday night.
Mark Hudson, Austin College head men's soccer coach. Mark, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. Mark and the rest of his Kangaroos will open up the SCAC tournament on Friday, November 2nd at 5 p.m. Central against the University of Dallas. Mark, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.